Over the past 3 months, the EFF has been hard at work to consolidate its organizational capabilities and ready itself for watershed elections in 2019. We take this opportunity to appraise the country on these developments, as well as provide critique, direction and hope on a variety of challenges facing the country. We have submitted a private members amendment bill on the 16th of August 2018, which intends to realize the objective of our funding manifesto and the reason we formed the EFF. In accordance with our cardinal pillars, the EFF promised that it will pursue the nationalization of banks. The first step towards this is the South African Reserve Bank Amendment Bill, which proposes to remove private ownership of the bank in favor of the state as the sole owner. The South African Reserve Bank is responsible for licensing and monitoring of banks into existence and has since 1994 dismally failed to facilitate and permit financial inclusion and diversification in South Africa. The six largest banks are responsible for more than 90% of banking services and are all owned and controlled by white minorities, who often apply racist selection criteria on who gains access to proper banking services, including mortgage. The EFF is unapologetic that the nationalization of the Reserve Bank should necessarily inspire a banking ownership and control reality that is reflective of South Africa's demographics. Furthermore, a nationalized Reserve Bank will permit for and encourage the existence of the state-owned banks and other financial institutions in order to save billions of rands expended by the state on banking services. The central banks all over the world are not owned by private shareholders, and ours should also not be privately owned by predominantly white individuals who exclude black, particularly African people, from mainstream economic participation. In addition, the Banks Amendment Bill introduced by the Deputy President of the EFF is before the Standing Committee on Finance for deliberation in Parliament upcoming term. This bill seeks to amend the Banks Act so as to permit the state to own commercial banks, since the current act forbids the state from owning banks. The EFF has further submitted notices of intention to introduce the National Health Amendment Bill and Government Workers in Sourcing Bill by Commissar Dr. Susan Tembekwayo and Deputy Secretary General Tlengiwe Mkhalipi, respectively. Both notices have since been gazetted on the 25th of May 2018, Gazette number 41657, for public comments for a period of 30 days. The insourcing bill consultation form is in the process of being finalized, and a notice to introduce the bill will be announced. Writing progressive policies into coherent legislation illustrates the EFF's readiness to govern, hence our commitment that we will be government from 2019 onwards. The EFF seeks to put all South Africa's land under the custodianship and not some of the land. Under the EFF solution, many of the pieces of land that will be expropriated first are the ones that are not in use. However, in the long run, the state reserves the right to expropriate land when the purpose it is used for has either changed or it is illegal. So all white people who will be losing farms, it will be first the farms that they in the moment do not use, or whether they actually no production taking place. Then will come for farms where there is actual production or business taking place for the purposes of black inclusion. In distributing those farms, there will be absolute prioritization of black people who are the natives of this land. The mechanisms of this lie in the legislation, which must be developed to speak to the detail of distribution of expropriated land. However, the first step must be an amendment of the Constitution not to expropriate. If you expropriate before you amend the Constitution, you risk a court battle with all those who own properties you seek to expropriate. Thus, the ANC plan to expropriate 150 farms before a constitutional amendment is a populist move seeking to take credit in the eyes of public opinion. Worse, it must be condemned as a disregard of public resources because it will see taxpayers' money wasted in court battles. We are warning you, do not play public opinion games with the land question. It is an emotive issue in which people's dignity is at stake. Our people's hope cannot be subjected to a contest on public opinions. Furthermore, we want to send a strong message to the USA authorities, just like we did with the Australian authorities. Stay out of South Africa's domestic affairs. South Africa is a post-colonial country seized with deep racial inequalities that were long designed by apartheid and colonialism. Our land expropriation program seeks to realize the ideal of equality and human dignity. Through land expropriation, we are forcing the white people to share the land which was gained through a crime against the humanity of black people and African people in particular. Be that as it may, we must put it on record that Donald pathological liar Trump, we are not scared of you and your USA or Western imperialist forces. We are not the generation that is going to kneel at the statues of Western imperialism and accept to live in the indignity of black landlessness. The Central Command team met over the past weekend in its normal quarterly meetings, and this was following a national election workshop by all EFF structures. In this CCT, we consolidated our elections manual with detail, which details our path to 2019 elections, as well as new elections deployment. National deployments are as follows. Gauteng convener Julius Malema, who will be working with Natasha Ntlangwini, Deborah Mukwele, Tseko Mafanya, Thembi Msane, Mgeni Chwagu, Mbuiseni Ndlozi. Limpopo convener Julius Malema, who will be working with Commissar Fana Mukwena, Sam Matias, Ntongozo Tlonyani, Delisile Ngwenya, Roger Tralisa. Northwest convener Julius Malema, working with Nontando Noluchungu, Lawrence Matsitela, Nasir Paulsen, Dr. Susan Chawagu.
Tembekwayo.
Mpumalanga convener DP Floyd Shibambo, working with Veronica Mente, Tembinkosi Khawula, Renelwe Mashabele. Eastern Cape convener Advocate Dalimpofu, working with Tlengiwe Mkhalipi, Primrose Sonti, Nkagisa Nkoni. Free State TG convener Lian Mateis, working with Shele Mokgotho, Eunice Vauda, Mabatho Mokausi. Northern Cape convener Tlengiwe Mkhalipi, working with Pebane Muteka, Colin Mkonza, Chilibali Mulaudzi. KwaZulu Natal convener Marshall Dlamini, working with Poshia Malefani, Matapelo and Matapelo Siwisa. Western Cape Godrich Gadi SG, working with Lerato Duba and Celesta Motsepe. The following will be the schedule of the elective provincial people's assemblies of the EFF. Gauteng will go to its elective people's assembly from the 31st to the 2nd September. Northwest, 31st to 2nd September. Mpumalanga, 31st to 2nd September. Limpopo, 7 to 9 September. Northern Cape, 7 to 8 September. Free State, 8 to 9 September. Eastern Cape, 29 to 30 September. Western Cape, 21 to 23 September. KwaZulu Natal, 5 to 7 October 2018. The PPAs are going to be run by national deployees from arrangements of venues, accreditation, and elections. We shall verify each delegate from each branch before conference and make sure that their names correlate with what the outcomes of national audit report says. There are no disputes whatsoever that will be entertained at the PPAs. Only a nationally approved delegates list shall apply. We call on all fighters to exercise the same amount of discipline displayed in all our regional people's assemblies. We must all isolate disruptors and violent elements who seek to destabilize the EFF. There must be free and open contestation of ideas and positions. However, At all times, this must be done in accordance with the EFF constitution and guidelines. We uncovered a lot of corruption by senior executives in the Department of Justice, and we have since written a letter to the minister and the public protector to investigate those corrupt activities. A list of those corrupt activities is attached to the statement. We have received a report from our region in Tshwane, where they have put a motion of no confidence against the mayor, Solomon Simango. We have since agreed with them because they are raising genuine issues. Key amongst the issues our region is raising is the fact that black communities are being neglected by the municipality, because the mayor of that municipality seeks to impress the white caucus of the DA. And we are also aggrieved by the fact that the mayor wanted to suspend the city manager without proper consultation. When there was a when there was an appointment of the city manager, the mayor went to town to consult us. But when he wants to remove him, he doesn't come back to consult and tell us what are the reasons. Our caucus has indicated that the city manager is being punished because he is suspected to be the one that exposed the fact that Ms. Mang hired Marietta, who did not possess the required qualification for the job. The white-dominated DA caucus is bloody thirsty and wants to see the city manager punished for exposing their fellow white fake. This is because Marietta is a blue-eyed child of the Tshwane DA, who is supposed to be untouchable. We hate corruption, but we shall never be blinded by white supremacy and racism, and claims of corruption on blacks are always an easy response when our people challenge whiteness. In the city, if the city manager is corrupt, there must be due process, and such a process must equally hold Ms. Mang accountable, as corruption could never happen at this level without his complicity. Despite the problems and presence of the disreputable Ndebengwa, we welcome the start of the Commission of Inquiry into State Capture. We hope, as the broader collective of the Commission, I don't think it's Ndebengwa. We hope, as the broader collective of the Commission contains many men and women of integrity, we also hope that the Commission will stop at nothing to expose the extent of the rot, interrogating anyone without fear or favor. We call on all companies, government departments and entities to fully cooperate with the Commission and provide all the necessary information to get to the bottom of the corruption networks of Zuma and the Gupta family. We shall also do everything in our power to assist the Commission with the information and evidence in our position. We shall constantly provide pointers and guidance where necessary to ensure that the truth comes out in full. We reiterate our call for the state to apply general amnesty on all Fees Must Fall activists. These students must not be sent to prison for engaging in protest action, which we all as a country came to acknowledge as legitimate. These students engage in struggle asking for free education. There is no worse evil we as a country can express than send them into prison cells where we all know they will come back as criminals. Fees Must Fall activists are not criminals. We should not be wasting any state resources prosecuting them. We call on Ramaphosa and the NPA to give amnesty to all Fees Must Fall activists and let them all go back to complete their studies in peace. Thank you.